Chapter 1, My Joyride with Jesus. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. I haven't always prayed passionately. I was a great external Christian, just going through the motions. It wasn't that I was a bad person. My heart was always seeking to help others, to witness for Christ, and to serve wherever there was a need. Because I was involved in so many church activities, others probably thought I was leading a Christ-centered life. I was a Sabbath school leader at one time or another in every children's division from cradle roll to early teen. I coordinated elegant fellowship meals every week, served on nominating committees, was the social committee chairperson, was on the church board, and spent Sabbath afternoons singing in nursing homes. I raised funds for disaster relief, played the organ every Sabbath, and baked cookies for members too discouraged to come to church. But all the while, I was what you might call a dormant Christian. My heart was in the right place, but the main ingredient in my spiritual life was missing. I wasn't really connected personally with Christ. Oh, I understood that Jesus loved me, that He died for me, and that He had saved me, but I didn't fully comprehend the depth of His love for me. And the worst part of all, I didn't even realize that something was missing. I thought I knew the Lord. I prayed every day. I said all the right words and hoped Jesus would answer. But I never prayed really, believing with absolute certainty that He would. That is, until one day God used cookies to show me how much He loved me. When I finally understood how important I was to my Lord and Savior, I fully surrendered my life to Him. And my life has never been the same since. But I'm getting ahead of my story. I grew up in a loving home. There were 5 of us kids, 3 girls and 2 boys. And since Dad was a preacher, I can't remember a time when our family wasn't in ministry. In fact, I will go so far as to say that I can't remember a time when I didn't love Jesus. We had family worship in our home every morning and every night. My parents truly believed in the power of prayer, and we experienced some incredible miracles. I believe it is because of the prayers of Mom and Dad that all 5 of their children are in full-time ministry today. Then came the awful time when, at 18 years of age, I foolishly married a man I didn't know or love. The violence that followed almost cost me my life. That experience shocked me into the reality of renewing my relationship with God. Thankfully, He used my sister Linda to help me and my infant daughter Becky escape this man's demented control over me. At the time, I prayed passionately for deliverance. Lord, save me! Because I was in desperate trouble. And in His goodness and mercy, He did. But I still had no concept of what a complete life of prayer was all about. A few years later, God orchestrated events in my life to allow me to meet Tim Walsh, a distinguished passenger on an airplane, who later became my husband, friend, and soulmate. What a wonderful, loving father he has been to Becky and Linda Kay. I could not be more blessed than to be Mrs. Brenda Walsh. Then came the busy years of child-rearing as we followed my husband's jobs, first to San Jose, California, and then to Boston, Massachusetts. All this time, I played the role of a good Christian wife and mother. And I was. But I had no idea I was missing the exhilarating joy that only an intimate relationship with Jesus can give. My total surrender to God and my dedicated commitment to do His will started in 1991. Tim and I were living in the Boston area, and our girls were doing well in school. Tim had a great job and was able to provide well for our family. I was thankful that I didn't need to work outside our home so I could be a full-time wife and mother. This also gave me time to help wherever needed at church. Life was good. We decided to take a few days off and go down to see my family, most of whom worked at Little Creek Academy near Knoxville, Tennessee. My sister Cindy and her husband Joel lived only a few miles from the school, so it was an automatic Mitchell family reunion whenever the Walsh family arrived. That weekend, our childhood friend, Danny Shelton, president of Three Angels Broadcasting Network, just happened to be at the church we attended. After Danny's inspiring sermon about witnessing, we all gathered around the dinner table to enjoy wonderful conversation and my mother's delicious food. I found myself spellbound as Danny related experience after experience of sharing Christ with people. He even told of individuals who gave their hearts to the Lord on airplanes. That afternoon, I should have been exhilarated as I listened to all those incredible witnessing experiences. Instead, I had the most empty feeling inside. Why isn't something like this happening to me? On the way back to Boston, I was so quiet that Tim asked if I was feeling well. Not really. That empty feeling had turned into a raw ache for Christ. Instead of interacting with the girls and Tim, I was praying, "Lord, why don't you use me like that?" Danny had so many witnessing stories he didn't have time to share them all. Why don't I have even one story? Lord, I have been serving you all my life. And then I came under conviction and honestly questioned, have I really been a willing vessel, eager to do what God wanted me to do? Or have I just selfishly done what I wanted to do, or what I have been taught? I literally prayed all the way home, God, use me, and continued to pray each day through the next 2 weeks. Let me be a blessing in someone's life today. Every waking moment I prayed, Lord, give me a soul-winning story like you gave Danny. Yet nothing happened. Then it came to me, maybe there was something in my life that was keeping God from answering my prayer. I asked God for a cleansing from sin and from every unrighteous act. I claimed the promise in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. I agonized with the Lord. I pleaded for him to answer my prayer. That's when I first began to pray passionately for God to use me. I asked, Lord, why aren't you using me? I knocked on the gates of heaven. Lord, I'm here. I'm willing to be willing. Please use me. It's been 2 weeks and I still don't have a story to tell. I even asked, Lord, if it's not too selfish of me, just give me a sign that you will use me when you're ready. The next morning, the girls were at school and Tim was at work. I hadn't even gotten dressed or fixed my hair when the overwhelming urge came upon me that I should bake some cookies. We had a huge butler pantry with large bins of flour, sugar, and all the ingredients for almost any kind of cookie. I know what I'll do, I said to myself. I'll make some oatmeal cookies for Tim. In fact, I'll make a double batch. While those were baking, I thought, Linda Kay doesn't like oatmeal cookies, but she loves ginger snaps. Maybe I should mix up a batch or two of those. When those are ready to go into the oven...